In our Ideas Matter segment, we take time just about every week to check in with the state humanities councils in our seven-state region. Today, we learn about the Clemente Course in the Humanities, which is a program that offers free college-level seminars in literature, U.S. history, moral philosophy, art history, and writing to adults living in poverty. The Clemente Course has been offered in 10 states, including Massachusetts and New York, as well as in Canada and Mexico. We are joined this morning by Usman Power Green, Associate Professor of History at Clark University and Instructor of U.S. History at the Clemente Course in Springfield, Massachusetts, and Worcester, Massachusetts, and David Tibaldi, who is Executive Director of Mass Humanities. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Good morning. Thank you.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning. So let us begin with you, David, as to this particular program and how it came about.
Well, the creator of the Clemente Course was a writer and social critic from New York City who came up with the idea while teaching a writing course actually at Rikers Island. And sometime after that, he launched the very first Clemente Course at a homeless shelter in Lower Manhattan. The name of the center was the Roberto Clemente Family Guidance Center, and the course took its name from the center. There's no actual connection with Roberto Clemente other than that. So he ran this course. It was for a couple of years, and then his name was Earl Shores, by the way, and he was also a contributing writer for Harper's Magazine. And in 1997, I think it was, he published an article in Harper's Magazine about the Clemente Course. And this was before the age of social media, but today we would say the article went viral. It was widely circulated, especially among people who were professionally engaged in the humanities, like those of us who work with state humanities councils. And someone brought it to our attention, and we got just really intrigued by it and decided we wanted to try it right here in Western Massachusetts, and we set up the first Clemente Course in Holyoke, and it was a great success. That was in 1999. That course is still in operation 17 years later. And when we saw the profound impact that this program had on the participants, we decided we wanted to bring it to more cities around the Commonwealth. And in fact, today there are six cities that offer the Clemente Course, including Worcester and Springfield, where Usman teaches the history strand.
So what is Mass Humanities' role? You go around, you set this up, and then the funding comes from where?
The funding comes from a lot of different places. The three primary sources of funding are local colleges and universities and other cultural institutions that have an interest in the humanities and in improving civic life in their communities. In Springfield, for example, we have support from Baypath University, Springfield College, Western New England University, the UMass College of Humanities and Fine Arts, and the Springfield Museums. Local community foundations are important sources of support for the Clemente Course. And then most important of all are, you know, individuals who just get, you know, really see the value that a program like this has and contribute to help support it. And I'd be remiss if I didn't tell your listeners that they can support it by going to masshumanities.org and checking out the Clemente Course page. And there's lots of interesting information about the course. There are videos from the course, and we get support from all those different sectors.
And, of course, we'll give that information out at the end of the segment as well. Usman, tell us about teaching this history course with Clemente. How did you become involved in it, and how is the course set up?
Yeah, so, first I just want to thank you all for having us on. It's a great opportunity to share the work we're doing and, you know, that I'm doing, specifically teaching U.S. history in Springfield and Worcester. In essence, what we do in our U.S. history course is, you know, we're very document-driven. And so what we try to do is give our students an opportunity to take a look at the past by reading, you know, letters and speeches and other sorts of documents to give them the sense that, you know, of course, our history of the past can be interpreted by them. And this is something that's very different than a lot of their experiences in school. You know, many of them, you know, their last history class was, you know, was maybe junior year of high school, and, you know, we have students in their 50s and 60s. And so, you know, by doing the course that's centered this way, we have 11 classes. It really allows them to kind of dive right into issues and to have great, you know, thick discussion about our past. And so, you know, essentially that's the setup each week. We meet for about 2 hours. You know, in the case of Springfield, you know, our history class segment meets on Wednesdays. So
how is it, I mean, once you're in that class, is it just similar to teaching your normal class, or is it radically different?
Yeah, I mean, so whenever you teach a survey course like U.S. history, of course, you know, at the college level, you have more time than 11 classes, which is perfectly fine. You know, with 11 classes, we're able to kind of use each you know class period to dive right into a topic you know related to United States history. So it's different in that way structurally, but it's also different in terms of the students. It's been wonderful to teach students. And to really share in conversations about the past with people, most of whom are, you know, at least, you know, 3-4 years out of high school. And like I said, in some cases, 20-30 years out of high school. They're having an opportunity in this case to apply their own experiences. You know, some of them have been in battles over, you know, historic sites in their community. So they're very aware that history is alive for them in their daily lives. And so, the actual experience in the class is one that, you know, I guess is rooted in that kind of age experience. There's also a tremendous eagerness to learn, which, you know, as you can imagine, when you're 18, 19, 20, and as an undergraduate, you have a percentage of students who are very eager to take my courses, my survey courses. But having adults, they're very eager. They're excited to learn some stuff that they really haven't spent much time on in their lives, you know, particularly in their history classes in high school or maybe even a big survey class in college.
And David, is this a similar, I assume it's similar whether you're teaching history or literature or philosophy or art history?
Yeah, I should add that in addition to the 11 history classes involved in the course, there are also 11 literature classes, there are 11 art history classes, 11 philosophy classes, and so on. The complete course involves 110 hours of classroom instruction, and another thing that's unique about the course is that the art history piece is actually taught in an art museum. In Springfield, it's taught at the Springfield Museum of Fine Arts, and the students can work with, you know, actual works of art rather than looking at slides, and that can make quite a difference. In many cases, some of these people have never been in an art museum before getting involved in this course, and that in itself can be revelatory for them.
And how much have you gotten back and feedback? Have you gotten a really good sense of how it's working and sort of the long range effect and impact of the course and what it does for these students?
Yeah, I'll let you take that one, David.
Okay. I say two things about that. First of all, the most compelling and dramatic effect of the Clemente course is discovered through the stories that the students have to tell at the end. You know, we have a regular college graduation ceremony for the students, and they all have an opportunity to stand up before the crowd and talk about what this experience has meant for them, and it's really incredibly moving. But in addition to the anecdotal evidence, we have conducted a 5-year longitudinal study where we interviewed Clemente graduates at the time of graduation, 12 to 18 months after graduation, and 3 years after graduation to try to document the long-term impact that the experience has had. And they all say it changes their lives, and we want to know how does it change your life. And we have and the results of that 5-year longitudinal study were quite gratifying. We learned, for example, that 70%, 77% actually, of the students who completed the program were continuing their education after Clemente was over, not necessarily as full-time students. You know, many of these people cannot be full-time students. They work two or three jobs cobbling together a living. They're single parents or single grandparents with children to take care of. But nevertheless, they managed to continue their education on a part-time basis. We tried to one of the goals of this program is to help these students become more active and engaged in their communities. You know, our mission at Mass Humanities is to enhance and improve civic life. And so everything we do has to lead in that direction. And we try to document that the Clemente course does this by empowering individuals to become more active citizens and take fuller control, more responsibility for themselves, for their families, for their communities. And we were able to document that through the testimony that we received when we conducted the evaluation.
Does everyone who wants to take this course, are they able to take these courses?
Well, the only qualification is that what you mean? I mean, the only qualification is that there's an income qualification.
Right.
This is for, quote, poor people, unquote. So,
yes.
And they have to be able to read a newspaper.
Meaning, is it cut off in any sense, or do you say, okay, no, this is what we want to, you know, we have a certain number, or maybe next semester, or is it pretty much open to whoever wants to take it and who fills into those
requirements? We can only serve a limited number of people in one course. I mean, this is taught seminar style. You know, it's the same number of people meet week, night after night, week after week for the 22 weeks of the course. Some people are turned down, and they can get on a waiting list and come back the following year. If sometimes someone will drop out very early in the course, and it's possible to slip someone at that point, but not after that, because it's important that they form a they form a cohort.
Yep.
Work together to complete the program, and that's an important part of the experience as well. We don't turn very many people away, but we don't register more than about 30 students for a Clemente course because of the situation of their lives. You know, the artist Willem de Kooning said, the problem with being poor is it takes up all your time. And I think that's a brilliant insight.
Absolutely.
Poor people are constantly struggling with one thing. It's just one thing after another. You know, it's the school system. It's the police department. It's the probation office. It's the landlord. It's just one thing after another that they constantly are coping with. And because of that, despite their enthusiasm for the course, there's a pretty high rate of attrition. We start with about 30 students, and in a good year, 20 of them will complete the program.
Well, it's a great program, and I thank you both for coming on this morning and telling us more about it. Usman Power Green is Associate Professor of History at Clark University and an instructor of U.S. History at the Clemente course in Springfield, Massachusetts, and Worcester. And David Tibaldi is Executive Director of Mass Humanities. David and Usman, thank you very much for being with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
For more information, masshumanities.org/program/Clemente-course. And that link is posted on our website, wamc.org.